Renee Humphreys stopped by the Luke's Locker store near SMU Thursday looking for cold weather gear to wear during Sunday's race. City and race officials have said the event will go on, but a final decision could be made as late as Saturday. Humphreys says she's ready.
So this is my second year to try to get it done, and I'm trying not to focus on weather complications. I'm just focusing on the race, on the run itself, and hoping for the best.
Humphreys lives in Campbell, an hour northeast of Dallas. She'll be running in her first half marathon. Her journey began 3 years ago as she was about to turn 40. She changed her diet and began working out, and by last December, she was ready to run. Then, she wrecked her knee and had surgery just 2 weeks before the Dallas Marathon. She cheered on loved ones from the sidelines instead, sutures and all. She says that experience has helped her deal with the unpredictability of this weekend.
Injuring myself last year has also taught me how to be patient, and you know, what happens, happens, and I just have to keep smiling and keep trucking through it.
Michael Doran of Allen says this will be his fourth Dallas Marathon. He's been training for the past 6 months and says he prefers the cold over the humidity of last year's race. He says he'd be disappointed if the race were canceled, but he feels especially bad for anyone who's traveling from out of town. Last year, New York canceled its marathon after Hurricane Sandy. Runners, he says, have to be flexible.
Geez, you go into every marathon worried about little aches and pains, and then they end up going away, and then you get blindsided by something totally different. So that's just part of the mystery and the challenge of the sport.
Renee Humphreys agrees.
Yeah, we might have to find some ice skates. We're going to do it.
Stella Chavez, KERA News.